Today in New York, Attorney General Letitia James announced a civil lawsuit against former President Trump, accusing Trump and three of his adult children of lying to lenders and overstating the value of assets by billions of dollars for more than a decade.
All told, we uncovered more than 200 examples of false and misleading asset valuations that were used on his statements. The pattern of fraud and deception that was used by Mr. Trump and the Trump Organization for their own financial benefit is astounding.
James is seeking to recover at least $250 million and to ban Trump from doing business in New York. Andrea Bernstein covers Trump legal matters for NPR. She's a member of ProPublica's democracy team. Andrea, can you give us some examples of these allegations that stood out to you?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that most stood out to me was the persistence and pattern and pervasiveness of these misvaluations, which the Attorney General alleges took place over a decade. For example, she points out that Donald Trump valued his apartment in Trump Tower based on its three times what its actual square footage was, so by several hundred million dollars. And she said that his former chief financial officer had told them, well, yeah, it could have been off by a matter of $200 million. So that's just his apartment. She also says that Mar-a-Lago is a property that has certain restrictions on sale and the way it can possibly be developed, which limits its value. She put the value of $75 million. Trump claimed it was worth over $700 million. Mm-hmm. And over and over and over again, name a property, name a golf course. She does this over and over again through a 222-page complaint. In each case, there were false valuations. Mm-hmm. There was lying, according to the Attorney General, to their own accountants. There was leaning heavily on appraisers to get the values that they wanted, that it happened over and over again.
Yeah. Now, there was a separate criminal investigation in the Manhattan District Attorney Office. This is a lawsuit in a civil court from the state attorney general. No criminal charges. But she is requesting money back and banning the business. What does that mean for the family empire if she succeeds?
So this really goes to the heart of what makes Trump Trump. This is not a case about whether he paid his chief financial officer untaxed benefits. It is not a case about his alleged university or his foundation, which are two other civil cases that were brought by the New York Attorney General. This is a case that goes to the heart of his real estate business. It is not a criminal matter, so there is no pleading guilty, not guilty, cannot result in any jail term, but the penalties that the Attorney General says she is seeking are severe. $250 million in payments, as well as really refraining and ceasing in many ways from doing business in New York.
Of course, President Trump is calling this a witch hunt. He's railing on social media. But she did mention today, and just in a couple seconds, have I got this right, that the investigation started because of things she heard from his former attorney, Michael Cohen.
That's right. Michael Cohen testified to Congress about this valuation scheme back in 2019, shortly after she started her investigation, and it led to today's action. Yeah. Of course, Donald Trump says it's a witch hunt and is trying to discredit it. Tish James, the Attorney General, notes that two judges have already rejected that argument.
Andrea Bernstein, also co-host of the podcast Will Be Wild, about January 6th. Andrea, thank you.
Thank you.